From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, September 29th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, September 26th through Monday, September 29th. Jimmy Vielkind reported at Capital New York that after months of not campaigning and ignoring challenges by opponents to debate, Andrew M. Cuomo's campaign has agreed to participate in two debates in October. The governor's campaign has agreed to a one-on-one debate with Republican challenger, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino in New York City. The second debate will occur in Buffalo and include Cuomo, Astorino, Libertarian nominee Michael McDermott, and Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins. No dates have been set for the debates as of yet. Arthur Cassano reported in the Register Star a resolution to change the Federal Aviation Administration designation of the Columbia County Airport is scheduled to be voted on by the full Board of Supervisors Monday, September 29th. The Board's Airport and Public Works Committees have approved plans to accept the FAA redesignation of the airport based primarily on the number of aircraft landings and takeoffs that occur every year. The FAA notified the county on June 5th that it could reclassify the airport. The new classification will make updating the airport to required FAA safety code regulations easier. The board resolution will authorize the committees to work with the FAA to meet the new designation, said Airport Committee Chairman Art Basson. After the expected approval, the county will need to submit plans to the FAA to implement the necessary changes. Final approval from the FAA will take a few months, Basson said. The Daily Freeman reported Columbia Green Community College will hold an instant admissions day October 29th at its Greenport campus. Representatives from both the admissions and financial aid offices will be on hand. Participants who bring official transcripts and who do not require a placement test or information session can be accepted on the spot. More information is available at mycommunitycollege.com. A widespread electrical outage the morning of Sunday, September 27th, left more than 3,300 National Grid customers in Hudson and Greenport without power, according to Columbia County 911. The power loss knocked out traffic lights throughout the area and took WGXC off the air for approximately 2 hours. The outage was caused when a squirrel found its way into an unidentified area power substation, according to the account by Arthur Cassano in the Register Star. A National Grid spokesman said squirrels will place their front paws on one wire and their back paws on the other and create a live circuit as a result. The system then shuts down to avoid additional damage. Audrey Maddett reported in the Daily Mail travelers gathered at 31 feet of freshly laid train tracks at the site of the Cairo Railroad Depot Friday, September 26th. The Cairo Historical Society drew the crowd to celebrate its revival of the Cairo Railroad. It is hoped the project will lead to the reconstruction of the depot, which will likely serve as a museum. Quote, "This is a very historic event for us and the town," unquote, said Cairo Historical Society President John Cargo. The Historical Society is expected to now focus its efforts on the fundraising necessary to move the project forward. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be partly sunny with a high near 79, tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 71. Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:51 a.m. and sunset today is at 6:39 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 48 minutes. For the public meetings today is the fifth Monday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Columbia County Pine Haven Subcommittee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. A special meeting of the full Board of Supervisors is at 6:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 518-828-1527. And the Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 518-851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, September 29th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.